Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Monday, October 21st, 2024. It's good having you with us. How are y'all doing today, guys? I have a new setup for my old computer now. I plugged it into my compact on VGA monitor now, so I can be able to use both of my computers at the same time without having to switch TV inputs. Isn't that interesting? And since I use headphones for this computer anyway, it makes common sense. I could hear audio out of it, so there you go. Anyway, we're just going to use the iPad to surf the internet this time, so here we go. Open up a new tab here, and we're going to look up the weather. Okay. Now we got Hurricane Oscar in Cuba right now. Okay. Yeah, this ad blocker hasn't been really working that well. I probably should find a new one. But we'll just ignore that commercial here and just scroll past it, even though it's still showing it somewhat. Yeah, I probably should look into getting a new ad blocker. In fact, I'm just going to use the built-in weather app on the iPad here, because that's probably what I should be using anyway. I can't even find it. Actually, it's not even on here. I'm just going to just search for it. So I don't even know where the heck it's at. Okay, apparently we're in Lincoln City right now. Let me switch to the home location here. Okay, right now, according to the Apple Weather app, it is 49 degrees outside in Dallas. Partly cloudy, high 58, low 43. Rainy conditions are expected around 10 a.m. Wind gusts are up to 10 miles per hour. Here's the 10-day forecast. Might as well just read the 10-day forecast. Today, rain, 75% chance of precipitation. High 58, low 43. Tuesday it'll be cloudy, high 58, low 40. Wednesday it'll be mostly cloudy, with some sunshine. 58 high, low 39. Thursday it'll be 57 high, low 36. On Friday it'll be 59 high, low 39 with cloudy skies. And I guess I'll just read the first 5 days for now. But then again, with AP News might be showing ads too, so I'm afraid of going there. I might just do it on the computer, actually. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really want to spend this whole time troubleshooting, guys. Then this will become all for nothing. I think I'll just skip the AP News for now, for this segment. We might do that in the last segment to make up for it. So I might as well just read the last 5 days, I guess. But it don't really matter that much. So, I guess and apparently it was there this whole time, I just couldn't see it for some reason, because I'm blind as a bat. Anyway, yeah, I think we'll just skip AP News. I'm not going to take any risks. I think it has stuff to the fact that this is I wouldn't say it's a Chromium-based browser, it's a fork of it, But they're trying to build on Manifest version 3, and I don't really care for it that much, and I think AdBlock Plus is the one I'm using. It's already built upon it. It's not really blocking any more ads, so it's not really doing so well, and I think it's built on the framework that Google uses, so yeah, that's kind of annoying. Not going to bother reading my personal email on the air either. Don't really know what I can play here. We still got like 5 minutes left, to be honest with you. Without AP News, we're pretty much screwed. Well, I guess we could, look at my photos, I guess. We could just play a certain video I was playing earlier. Just search for it. Ever since I updated the iOS 2018, what am I saying? Well, we are going to 2018, but with the new update, iOS 18, it doesn't really work that well. This is a video I recorded on my birthday back in 2018. This is Willy Wonka. Hope you can hear that. You can turn it up a little bit. That's as loud as it'll go. Sorry. Should still be able to hear it, though. You didn't even give him anything. That's odd. Earrings half in that room, by the way, if you're wondering. Except for the hat, though. Which is quite interesting. While we're waiting, we can put our commercial break in. I think I can hold the iPad, let you hear while I do this. Oh, we have it on assisted, by the way. I thought that line was funny at the time, don't ask. They're a cheat and a swindler. I don't want to search. How could you do a thing like this? Build up a little boy's hopes and then smash all his dreams to pieces. You're an inhuman monster, I said. Good day. Good day. Good day, good day, good day. Sorry. Again, don't ask. Anyway, coming up is Cold Heart by Elton John and Dua Lipa, and Glass Animals, Heat Waves. Following the commercial, that is. Can see if I could play the part where he says... Hold on. He does win in the end, by the way. I just had to spoil that. I'm so sorry. Sorry. See? Slow there. Anyway, coming up, like I said earlier, will be Elton John and Dua Lipa, Cold Heart with the PADD remix, and Heat Waves by Glass Animals. Anyway, coming up, that is that. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Sorry about that. Yep. Was Heat Waves by Glass Animals and Cold Heart with the PNU remix by Elton John and Dua Lipa right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, we're back with the second segment, which I forgot to reveal to you guys, which of course will be Food Talk. Yep, yeah, that's right, Food Talk. I think I did forget to reveal it to you guys. So sorry about that. And by the way, earlier during the break, I had spent almost, it felt like to me, hours of troubleshooting, even though it was only 10 minutes, but might as well have been hours of troubleshooting. But able to download a new ad blocker, it works much better. It's called AdGuard. I would recommend it. Pretty cool one. Anyway, here's what we're going to read. We're just going to read some international eats for a change. Yep, international eats it is. Let's do that. Let's do 62 ways to master the art of French cooking. Let's do French onion soup known as soupe à la longueur. Sorry if I can't say that right. But it's just called Best Ever French Onion Soup. For the best flavor, make the soup a day ahead. Prep time does not include making this a day ahead, of course. It is ready in 1 hour and 40 minutes. It serves 4. There's 14 ingredients. Here's what you need. 2 tablespoons of butter, 4 large Spanish onions, quartered and cut into 1/4-inch slices, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 cup of flour, 1/4 cup of flour, I should say. I'll just, yeah, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 cup of flour, 9 cups of beef broth, 3/4 cup of red wine, 3 tablespoons of brandy, 1 bay leaf, 1/2 teaspoon of dried thyme, and 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper. Now for the crouton bed slices, you need 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, and 4 slices of French bread, 1/2-inch thick, that is. And for the topping, you need 4 to 6 ounces of Gruyere cheese, shredded, or mozzarella, that is. Now for directions. For the soup, in a Dutch oven, melt the butter over the medium heat. Add the onions and salt. Cover and cook until softened, stirring occasionally about 15 minutes. Uncover and cook until caramelized, about 30 minutes more. Then, stir in the flour. Cook 2 minutes. Stir the remaining ingredients. Simmer. Partially covered about 30 minutes. Remove the bay leaf, cool, and refrigerate till the next day. Now, on to the crouton bread slices. Preheat oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Mix olive oil with garlic powder and brush both sides of bread slices with the oil mixture. Place on the baking sheet and bake for 12 minutes, turning once until the bread is slightly toasted. Set aside. Then to serve, preheat the broiler on stovetop. Heat soup to a simmer. Ladle soup into 4 broiler-safe bowls. Top with French bread slices and cheese. Place bowls on baking sheet and then broil 4 inches from heat until the cheese is bubbly about 2 minutes. Garnish with fresh chopped parsley. And for the pastry puff variation, if you want, preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Sorry about that. Roll out 1 sheet of puff pastry and sprinkle with 1/2 the Gruyere cheese. Fold in the free and roll out again. Cut out 4 lids. Divide the soup among oven-proof soup bowls. Sprinkle the remaining cheese on top of the soup and cover the pastry lids with a little egg wash seal. Bake the soup in the oven for 15 minutes or until the cheesy paste puff pastry is golden in color and well risen. And there you go, that's the French onion soup. Let's read one more recipe if we can. Let's try cherry calufies. Again, sorry, I can't say that right. Julia Child's Cherry Clafoutis makes a simple and wonderful dessert or a delicious indulgent breakfast. It's 1 hour and 20 minutes, yields 4 for breakfast, 8 ingredients, and serves 6 to 8. Here's what you need. Sorry about that. 1 1/4 cups of milk. 2/3 cup of sugar, divided that is. 3 eggs, 1 tablespoon of vanilla, 1/8 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup of flour, 3 cups of cherries pitted, and powdered sugar just for garnish. Okay, let's see if we can hurry up for this. First, you want to preheat the oven to 350 Fahrenheit. Then you want to use a blender by combining the milk, 1/3 cup of sugar, eggs, vanilla, salt, and flour, and blend it together. Lightly butter an 8-cup baking dish and pour a 1/4-inch layer of the blended mixture over the bottom, and then set the remaining batter aside. Place the dish into the oven for about 7 to 10 minutes until a film of batter sits into the pan, but the mixture is not baked through. Remove from the oven, but don't turn the oven off yet, though. Distribute the pitted berries over the set batter in the pan, then sprinkle the remaining sugar. Pour the remaining batter over the cherries and sugar. Bake in the preheated oven for 45 to 60 minutes until the clafouti is puffed and brown and a knife insert into the center comes out clean. Sprinkle powdered sugar and serve warm. Serve 6 to 8 for dessert, 4 for breakfast. And there you go. That is Julia Child's Cherry Clafoutis. I think we'll go ahead and stop it there, okay? Okay. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and put this commercial in now. Sorry about that. Sorry if the silence is going on, just how it is. Alright, here's what we're going to play for our music. We're going to play Don't You Worry by the Black Eyed Peas and Break My Soul by Beyonce. And let's hope I don't go over this time, because coming up in the next segment will be TMZ Celebrity News. Of course, y'all already knew that. I'm trying to think here. That song's 4 minutes and 35 seconds, so try to think. First things first, let me just boot this back to station IDs so this isn't do what I think it's going to do later. Maybe I will have to start early. I may have to do that. 45, 55. Yeah, it looks like I might have to stop it early, guys. That's going to be kind of unfortunate. I know I can just put in a shorter song, but I don't really feel like doing that. Anyway, we might call it early here, guys. Sorry about that, but at least we got to read 2 recipes at least. But yeah, I think I'm going to call it early here, guys. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and conclude it early here, guys, so I can have time to read TMZ, guys. Anyway, TMZ Celebrity News is coming up. Don't go away. Yep. That was Break My Soul by Beyonce and the Black Eyed Peas with Don't You Worry. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, it is now time for TMZ Celebrity News. Respectfully, it is time to talk about Diddy, who has been slapped with his flood of new lawsuits. Cities around the city's other celebs have been involved, of course, Busby. We're just going to click on here, of course, because again, that thing, like, at the bottom usually doesn't work, so it's just better safe than sorry here. So always get back to the homepage by hitting the good old back button. But anyway, of all that, Diddy's been hit with a flood of new lawsuits, including one brought by a girl who referenced unnamed celebrities and was just 13 years old when she says the music mogul had drugged and raped her at a house party. In total, Diddy is now facing 5 additional federal suits, all of which were filed by Texas attorney Tony Busby. Yep. On behalf of his client to claim Diddy sexually assaulted them in separate attacks between 2000 and 2022. 2 more cases were filed Sunday night in state court in New York. but perhaps the most disturbing allegations have been levied by a woman who claimed she was 13 in 2000 when she was dropped off by a friend at Radio City Music Hall in New York City to attend MTV's Video Music Awards. According to the docs obtained by TMZ, the accuser, listed as just a Jane Doe, did not have a ticket, so she stayed outside during the event, but she was determined to go to one of the after parties, crossing paths with a limo driver who purportedly worked for Combs. The driver allegedly told the accuser she fit what Diddy was looking for and invited her to the Bad Boy Records CEO's after party, which was held at a large white house. Once given the home, the accuser says she was forced to sign a non-disclosure agreement and, as she looked around, recognized several celebrities at the soiree. The accuser claims waiters distributed drinks to everyone, as she observed widespread drug use of attendees that were smoking marijuana and snorting cocaine. She says she drank a reddish yellow drink that tasted like orange and cranberry juice that was bitter, causing her to feel woozy and lightheaded. Wow. She says she had to lie down in the bedroom where Diddy eventually entered with 200 celebrities, a male and a female, both of whom are unnamed in the suit as well. The accuser says the male celebrity ripped off her clothes and raped her while the female celebrity watched. Diddy also allegedly violently sexually assaulted her while the celebrities watched. She says she was able to escape the bedroom and stagger out of the house to a gas station nearby, where she was able to receive some help. Three of the other accusers were allegedly assaulted by Diddy in 2022, namely a businessman, a personal trainer, and a female hip-hop artist. Another accuser was allegedly assaulted by Diddy on Memorial Day weekend 2014. Diddy's attorneys responded to new lawsuits in a statement to TMZ, the press conference and the 1-800 number that preceded today's barrage of filings were just clear attempts to garner publicity. Mr. Combs' legal team have full confidence in the facts, their legal defenses, and the integrity of the judicial process. So in court, the truth will prevail that Mr. Combs has never sexually assaulted anyone, adult or minor, man or woman. Now, as TMZ first reported, Diddy was arrested in September on federal charges of racketeering, sex trafficking, and other serious crimes as well. He's also been the subject of numerous previous lawsuits containing allegations of sex trafficking and sexual assault. Wow. Anyway, let's go back, and we might have time for one more article. Ah, yes, Donald Trump sued. Central Park 5 ripped him for debate lies. We never pled guilty. Donald Trump is getting called out in court for allegedly lying in the middle of the last presidential debate. And it's not even about politics, or even Kamala Harris for that matter. But it's about the Central Park 5. The five men who were wrongly accused of a violent series of attacks in Central Park back in 1989 are taking issue with something that Trump said on September 10th in Philadelphia back then during the debate with Harris. Debate lies. If you recall, Harris brought up Trump calling for the execution of the Central Park Five, something he did a full-page ad in multiple newspapers, including New York Times, after they'd been arrested in 1989. In the whole debate, Trump responded to Harris by defending his ad, saying, go away. They admitted, they said they pled guilty. I said, well, if they pled guilty, they badly hurt a person, killed a person ultimately. The five have a couple of problems with Trump's remarks. In their federal suit, they point out no one was killed in the attacks, and more importantly, they never pled guilty to the crimes. In fact, they pled not guilty and were ultimately fully exonerated. Yosef Salim, Raymond Santana, Kevin Richardson, Antron Brown, and Corey Wise, who are now more commonly called the exonerated five, are now suing Trump for defamation and intentional infliction of emotional distress. And they are seeking compensatory and punitive damages as well. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Anyway, we're going to go ahead and include TMZ celebrity news there. A lot of football updates there. Anyway, we're going to put our commercial break in now, guys. And coming up in the next segment, I guess we'll do Pokemon Go. Simple as that. I literally did no Pokemon Go over the weekend, guys. I mean, I did open it up on Saturday at the very least, but I didn't catch anything at all. So my streak definitely reset. I can tell you that right there. So I'll do that all over again. Not the end of the world, though. Should suffice for the commercials, that is. Let me put music in here. We're gonna put Lizzo in first. Where you at? Put To Be Loved in. There we go. And last but not least, we'll put Bad Habit in. How about that? How about doing that? I'm glad I beat it to it this time. Yeah. Anyway, coming up is Steve Lacy, Bad Habit, and Lizzo, To Be Loved, Am I Ready? Let's see here. I think that needs to end at 56:43, I believe. No, that's 3 minutes and 43 seconds. I think it's 56:17. I think is when it needs to end. Maybe over that. I don't know. Like I said, I have to be certain that these segments are proper. Because remember, last time we had to end it early with, from Food Talk to TMZ. Now we might have to go over with TMZ to Pokemon. That's going to be quite fun, isn't it? Anyway, so yeah, that's quite interesting how I have to do this to ensure that these segments are in order, guys. So there you go. But anyway, enough all that. Coming up is Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. with the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Remember, I did not do anything this weekend that much. Because remember, my brother, David, cannot drive. Which is kind of unfortunate, but oh well. But anything, I think I've said enough here. We have enough time to run over now. Coming up is To Be Loved, Am I Ready? And Steve Lacy, Bad Habit. Pokemon Go's coming up. Don't go away. Yep. That was Bad Habit by Steve Lacy and Lizzo. To Be Loved, Am I Ready? Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it is now time for the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. It is 9 a.m., of course. And here we go with Pokemon Go. Here we go. Load up. I forgot to charge my phone last night, but hopefully we'll still have enough charge to do this. How am I going too fast? I'm at the house right now, darn it. Just missed that. Oh, yeah, I walked quite a bit. Let's just close out that. Ooh, I got great balls. Wonderful. I didn't even fill up my bag, even close. Yeah, I don't think I have anything in gyms right now, but it's okay, though. I can always put more in. It's probably not going to be at the nearby one, so... But I think I can use the iPad to take advantage of that, though. Whoa, why are you doing that? You're not supposed to be doing that. You're on Wi-Fi right now. This game's being buggy right now. We'll catch ourselves this bug type here if we can. Had more great balls anyway. If only it was on my yellow account, though. Maybe it will give us more great balls on the yellow one, because I do have the thing linked on here. There it goes. Nuzleaf. That's a big one. Might as well numb it down. So sorry I can't hear any of this. I have the music and the sound effects turned off, so I just don't bother with it. I probably should at least turn the sound effects back on so you could at least hear that. But even then I have to, it's one star, by the way. I'm just transferring it. But even then, I have to, there's a switch on the side of the phone where I have to, turn it on or turn it off where, it allows me to, allow it to, you hear the sound effects. And it broke free, of course it did. Let's try that again. I'm gonna use a Raspberry this time. It's a little bit bigger. In fact, let me draw an Ultra Ball. Still great curveball. That's a good sign. There we go. Nice. Well, it's a 2-star. With literally, you're not gonna believe this, literally, even attack, defense, and hit points. Literally. But you know what? I think I'll hold on to it anyway. Claim that. Yeah, I wasn't doing any Pokemon Go for 3 days, apparently. Not a good sign. Let me power up my Ho-Oh here, which I can't do without enough candy. I guess I could do Hyjarian, I guess. I just have to do it 3 times. I think I do have enough Stardust. Yeah, let's just do that. Let's power up Hyjarian here. The guy from Gates to Infinity, which I can't play anymore, sadly. Since I upgraded my computer, obviously, I can play Ultra Sun now. So I did do a live stream yesterday, by the way, and it didn't really work out, but Aunt Lou's watching, I believe, right now as we speak. Pokemon Ranger, that's nice. Still got a task completed, I'm not sure what's under, but I think that's just a bug it's doing. Check the fence, nothing there. Yeah, if I can't send, I don't care about that rating, damn you, it's a yellow gym. Sorry about that, I'll cut that part out. Or censor at the very least. I just have to send 2 gifts to friends. Might have to open up gifts from friends, actually. Let's open up this one for Douglas Dean. I have to make Primeape my buddy eventually to evolve it during the Primeape event. I know I split something out there. It wasn't as planned. I just wish all these sound effects go through. And if I had it turned on, it would not help that much. Okay, got that mission complete too. Might as well get the other one, but I'll worry about that later though. It's you again. supposed to have been for that magnetic research I never managed to complete. But we could at least get this done at the very least. Because it was event research. It was very simple and easy to do. I'll probably just end up throwing it away though, because it's only a 2-star though. And there we go. And as a result of powering up Hyjerion, I'm 3 times, he's now my most strongest. Poor Dragonite and Gudra stand 2nd and 3rd. Wah wah. Just wanted to say that to you guys. Anyway, I don't see Pokemon here. I wonder if Meowth's still there. Nope, he is not. Alright. Well, I was going to go ahead and include it here anyway, because we only have, like, 3 minutes left anyway. I think after that, at that point, we'll play Pokemon Go on the tablet. Yes, with Jesse Wild 22 free, that is. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to put a commercial here now. Here we go. That should suffice. Music, top 40. Let's see what we can play here, guys. Let's play, Left and Right by, wherever you're at. I think it's under C, I believe. Yep, this is our thoughts. And after that, we'll play, Kate Bush, Rain Up That Hill, Deal of God. Now, I have to do this directly at 9:10 or else it will go over. Because remember the last time, I think the last time when it went over so much, I had to play something else instead. Which was, I believe Doja Cat getting to it. Yeah, Anisha's going to play something else. I forget what it was now. Probably Anime or something like that. I don't know. No, it wasn't that. I can't remember what it was now. But I had to play Doja Cat instead anyway. I think the reason why is because, the problem was because I went over quite a bit, and I did not mean to. I probably should have started at 9:10. That's what I should have done in the first place. And that is what I'm going to do today, guys. So, there you go. Anyway, we're going to, after the commercial break, we'll play Charlie Poof, Left and Right, featuring Jungkook of BTS, and Kate Bush, Rain Up That Hill, A Deal With God. And after that, we are going to play with Jesse Wild 22 free on Team Yellow or Team Instinct, whatever you want to call it. So there you go. Anyway, I still got less than a minute to talk to you guys. I've already revealed what we're going to do in the next segment, so what else can I say? I don't know. Should I just end it early, or should I stop it, or should I stop it late? I don't know. Anyway, but like I said, that Ultra Sun stream, it didn't turn out as good as I thought it would. I know Aunt Lou was watching just earlier, so that's some good news. But that was on demand, though, so there you go. But as far as live viewers were concerned, there was nothing, so I had to end it early, so yeah, that was not fun. But anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and stop here, guys. Well, I'm not going to stop the whole show. I'm just going to, this actual segment. We're going to play as Jesse Wild 22 free in the next segment. We'll be right back. Don't go away. With more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Yep. Rain Up That Hill. Okay, that was Rain Up That Hill, A Deal of God by Kate Bush, and Left and Right featuring Jungkook by Charlie Poof. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it is now time for Pokemon Go on Jesse Wild 223. Stay aware of your surroundings, be courteous to members of real world communities as you play Pokemon Go. Halloween festivities continue. Let's see what this is about. Trainers, the Halloween celebration is about to go to the next level. It now looks like Pokemon are ready to celebrate. And they're dressing up for the occasion. Head out and explore the decorated map, turn up the sound when night falls, and get ready to take on a gigantic challenge. What is it from? Monday, October 28th at 10 a.m. to Sunday, November 3rd, 2024, 8 p.m. local time. Costumes everywhere. They are appearing in the wild, hatching from 7-kilometer eggs, appearing in raids, and from field research task awards. Plus, from Rare Candy on October 31st, costume Pokemon will have a chance to give Rare Candy or Rare Candy XL when caught with Nice Froze or better. Gigantamax Gengar will make its Pokemon Go debut starting October 31st at 10 a.m. local time. Get your squad together and take on this new challenge. If you're lucky, you may even encounter a shiny one. Anyway, looks like we got people who sent me gifts. That's nice. You sent me a postcard and we got eggs. I guess I'll do this then. It's just a Goomy, of course. Only a 2-star, though. I'm gonna throw it away. Actually, hold on, before I do. Yeah, I'm gonna throw it away. Alright. Let's do this, 7-kilometer egg here. I'll just use that egg beer, so I know it's gonna burn it off, but might as well. Now we can see this now. Okay. Received an egg, a potion, and hard stardust. Okay, let's open up Chuck Dragon style. First. So that's probably full, yep. One needs to be revived, no. That's too many Pokeballs, though. Let me throw some away. I don't need that many. 35 will do the trick. That will, but it's still getting pretty close to being full. I do have enough coins to upgrade, but I think I'll just let the coins stack up anyway. Okay. Do Umbreon later. Okay, I don't care about the Shadow Raid. There's Ghastly there at the Yellow Gym. Do I already have a 3-star Ghastly, I wonder? Maybe we could do a raid on here. It does look like I have a Ghastly. I'm not sure what rating it is. It's a 2-star. Okay. That's not that bad. Could get a 3-star out of it, but I don't think we have remote raid passes on here. I don't really feel like turning them off on 1-stars, to be honest with you. Yeah, I didn't even see even a regular raid pass, none at all. Starter box, I do have enough for that, but all it gives you is mainly balls. A good ball with that. Here's that Lucario thing there, that's pretty cool. Free box, might as well. The remote paid pass is worth 195 coins, by the way, if you're wondering. I'm not gonna bother opening gifts until my bag's full. I might just end up upgrading the bag anyway. I do have an idea, though. I probably should empty out the box, too. Yeah, let's do that. But I think we'll just throw away some 0-stars here, like Shellos, there we go, Swellow, Gullet, Spiel, Abra, Dorian. We'll leave Hantenna alone, but I don't think it'll really matter now. Some of these I don't think I even had, though. We'll just leave them alone for now, because I don't think these I even had anyway. Skivet. I mean, if anything, I can just trade them over to my Red account if necessary. So it's not the end of the world. Actually, maybe I can try to get extra candy out of you. I always want that. There's a great curveball. That's decent. But yeah, you can hear the sound effects on here. You just weren't able to hear it on my phone. I guess I could try Pinsir too. Well, it's not as big as I thought it was gonna be, but well. a nice throw. I was hoping for a great one, but well. Stayed in. Nice. So we have this one. That's worth nothing. Adios. I did that. Keep in mind, there's a little crack in the screen. It's funny though, it's not caked in now, in the whole thing, but it's okay though, it works. I mean, the screen's still working perfectly. How much was the Scavette work? I forgot to check. Only one star. Okay, adios. There we go. Alright, so, at this point, I think I'm done with this thing here. And I think for the last segment, we'll just read AP News, because again, I did download a different ad blocker that will work better. So I think we should be able to read AP News without any distractions, guys. But it doesn't look like there's any Pokemon showing up here, guys. Now, that gym was yellow before, but it looks like it's red now. Yep, I knew it. They changed it red. And who changed it red, I wonder? Milk Tank Sutters. I don't know if I have him on my friends list on my Reddit account, to be honest with you. I'll have to check later, but I don't think I do. But oh well. Whatever, it's red now. I don't know when... They can't target the church right now. But the nearby gyms, which is Birch Park and Seventh Day Church, they're still yellow. So that gives Jesse Wild the upper advantage. Because, yeah, see right here, the gym logo showing up here. Let's see who's all in here. You got Chuck Dragon 809, which obviously you opened up a gift from earlier. And whoever this girl is, Cat Poop, if I had to guess, it's probably a girl. They also had AR mapping to the Birch Park, which is really nice. In fact, did we open up that different Chuck Dragon? No, we did not. Do I have room in my bag? Thought we did open it up. I can open it up really quick before we end it here. Might as well. Okay, it's from Birch Park, obviously. That came with a metal coat. That's really nice. You never get those too often. Alright, I'm gonna go ahead and stop it here. Alright, I haven't even put the commercial break in yet. I probably should have done that. I'll do it right now. Alright, let's see what we can put in here. This one. Yes. Alright, better hurry up and do it. I have to use the bathroom too. Don't know why I say that, but it is what it is. Don't know why I hit that. I probably should use the bathroom, guys. In fact, I'll probably be the first thing I'll do as soon as I finish this here. In fact, we might just have to go over, actually. I just realized that. I might just play shorter songs. Let's play Numb Little Bug by End by Hold. Yeah, it looks like we're going over, guys. That's so annoying. Let's just play Numb by Hold and Big Energy. And I still think that's too short. Of course it is. So once again, I have to talk with you guys just long enough to get this over with. But coming up is Numb by Hold, Numb Little Bug, and Lateral Big Energy. And at this point, I think a few more seconds I'll do the trick because... Or maybe not, I don't know. We'll see. I might... Okay, you know what? We'll just stop it here. If I have to, I'll change the order. Anyway, coming up, supposedly, is End by Hold, Numb Little Bug, and That Old Big Energy. That order could very well change. I'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. As I said earlier, we were initially going to play whatever song we were going to play earlier. I can't even remember now, but like I said, that order was going to change, and obviously it changed. match. So anyway, and it was big energy initially we were going to play, by the way. But anyway, didn't play. But anyway, we're here to read the news now, as promised. And the ad blocker has been kicking in much better now. Trump works the fry station, holds a drive-thru news conference at a Pennsylvania McDonald's. Yeah! This is by Michelle L. Prince. Michelle L. Price, I should say. And Mark Levy. Update 5:15 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time on October 20th, 2024. From Feasterville, Trevose, Pennsylvania of the Associated Press. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump manned the fry station at McDonald's in Pennsylvania on Sunday before staging an impromptu news conference answering questions through the drive-thru window. As reporters and aides watched, employees showed Trump how to dunk baskets of fries in oil, salt the fries, and put them into boxes using a scoop. Trump, a well-known fan of fast food and a notorious germophobe, expressed amazement that he didn't have to touch the fries with his hands. It requires great expertise, actually, do it right and do it fast, Trump said with a grin, putting away his suit jacket and wearing an apron over his shirt and tie. The visit came as he tried to counter Democratic nominee Kamala Harris's accounts on the campaign of working at the fast food chain while in college, an experience that Trump has claimed without offering evidence never happened. A large crowd had lined the street outside the restaurant in Feasterville, Trevose, which is part of Bucks County, a key swing voter area north of Philadelphia. The restaurant itself was closed to the public for Trump's visit. The former president later attended evening town hall in Lancaster in the Pittsburgh Steelers' home game against the New York Jets. After serving bags of takeout to people in the drive-thru lane, Trump leaned out of the window, still wearing the apron, to take questions from the media staged outside. The former president, who has constantly promoted falsehoods about his 2020 election loss, said he would respect the results of next month's vote if it is a fair election. He joked about getting one reporter ice cream, and when they were asked about what message he had for Harris on her 60th birthday on Sunday, Trump had said, "I would say, happy birthday, Kamala," adding, "I think I'll get her some flowers instead." Trump did not directly answer a question of whether he might support increased minimum wages after seeing McDonald's employees in action, but said, "These people just work hard. They're great." He added by, "I just saw something, a process that's beautiful." When aides finally urged him to wrap up things so he could hit the road to his next event, Trump did offer, "Wasn't that a strange place to do a news conference?" Trump has long questioned Harris' the story of working at McDonald's. Trump has fixated in recent weeks on the summer job Harris said she held in college, working the cash register and making fries at McDonald's while in college. Trump says the vice president has lied about working there, but not offered evidence for claiming that. Representatives from McDonald's did not respond to a message about whether the company had employment records for one of its restaurants just 40 years ago. The Harris spokesman, Joseph Costello, said the former president's McDonald's visit showed exactly what we would see in a second Trump term, exploiting working people for his own personal gain. Trump doesn't understand what it's like to work for a living, no matter how many staged photo ops he does. His entire second term plan is to give himself, his wealthy buddies, and giant corporations and their massive tax cuts, Costello said in a statement. An interview just last month on MSNBC, the vice president pushed back on Trump's claims, saying she did work in the fast food chain 4 decades ago when she was indeed in college. "Part of the reason I even talk about having worked at McDonald's is because there are people who work at McDonald's in our country who are trying to raise a family," she said. "I worked there as a student back then." Harris also said, I think it's part of the difference between me and my opponent also includes our perspective on the needs of the American people and what our responsibility is then is to meet those needs. Trump has long spread groundless claims about his opponents based on their personal history, particularly women and racial minorities. Before he ran for president, Trump was a leading voice of the birther conspiracy that basically claimed President Barack Obama was from Africa and was not an American citizen, and therefore was ineligible to be the president. Trump used it to raise his own political profile, demanding to see Obama's birth certificate, and 5 years after Obama did so, Trump finally admitted that Obama was indeed born in the United States. During his first run for president, though, Trump did repeat a tabloid's claims that Texas Senator Ted Cruz's father, who was born in Cuba, though, had links to President John F. Kennedy's assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald. Cruz and Trump competed for the party's 2016 nomination. In January of this year, when Trump was facing Nikki Haley, his former UN ambassador, in the Republican primary, he shared on his social media network a post of false claims that Haley's parents were not citizens when she was born, therefore making her eligible to be president. Haley is a South Carolina-born daughter of Indian immigrants, making her automatically a native-born pro-citizen and meeting the Constitution requirement to run for president. And Trump has continued to promote baseless claims during his campaign. Trump said during his presidential debate with Harris that immigrants who had settled with Harris, that immigrants who had settled in Springfield, Ohio, who were eating residents' pets, a claim he suggested in an interview on Saturday, was still true, even though he could provide no confirmation. We don't have a lot of time. Don't know if there's enough time to read this. We might go over anyway. Trump's visit created a spectacle in Pennsylvania. It's a fundamental value of my organization that we proudly open our doors to everyone who visits the Feasterville community. The McDonald's location owner, Derek there's no way I'm going to be able to read all this, guys. I'm sorry. But it... basically, Trump just, it... basically, what Trump did was he, they closed McDonald's and everything. And, there you go. The campaign contracted him, yada, 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 for McDonald's in Pennsylvania. Worthington started looking for one. All this boring stuff. Nothing too exciting. Anyway, that's enough of all that. I'm just going to close that thing off. And we'll finally put our last commercial break in for real. So that would never happen, obviously. Alright, here we go. There's 3 minutes here now, yep. Alright, we're gonna put music in now. Assuming it'll let me, that is. Let's play, Hold Me Closer by Elton John and Britney Spears. After that, we'll play Adele Easy on Me. How about that? Okay. Anyway, that's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. Hope you have a fabulous Monday. I'll see you on Tuesday, hopefully. We'll see what happens. But thankfully, since I have two monitors and I don't have to switch back and forth, it's... there will be, for sure, a morning club on Tuesday. We'll see what happens. It depends on my mood. So there you go. Very likely, I'm probably going to end it a little bit later. We'll see. 50, 40, 30, 26. Okay, we'll do 26 then. Or maybe 37, I don't know. 37 might work. Okay. So anyway, thanks for listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Before I end it here, I'm just going to put this back to the station ID, so don't try to do what I think it's going to do, because it likes to do that. But anyway, thanks for listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I'll see you on October 22nd. That'll be a Tuesday. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Goodbye.